Dear all, speaking to you, it's Lucia Ortiz from Friends of the Earth International Economic Justice Resisting Neoliberalism Program with a special report to the Real World Radio community about the end of the World Trade Organization negotiations in Bali, Indonesia. The result of this 19th ministerial conference that happened from the 3rd to the 7th of December is a great disaster for people's lives and for Mother Earth. Despite people's denounces about the corporations' crimes and the architecture of impunity to transnational corporations provided by the states in the WTO, and despite the great marches and actions by diverse social movements in the convergence to end WTO, had shown that free trade brings death. Despite of this, the results of this conference is celebrated here in Bali and at the conventional media as a great success and a new breath of life to WTO. What we had in the Bali package agreed here, it's a threat to food sovereignty, bringing more hunger and death. Diverse sectors represented here from the social movements with labor, women, peasants, indigenous people, youth, environmentalists, denounced here in marches and actions the threats to food sovereignty and the criminalization by WTO of the countries as India that keeps fighting to provide subsidies for their agriculture in order to secure food security for their own people. In response, the WTO approved a peace clause of only 4 years for existing program and approved a legally binding system where no food security programs from developing countries would be allowed in the future, in a way jeopardizing the right to food for the peoples. In the actions organized by social movements, the death of Mr. Lee, the Korean farmer, during the demonstrations against the WTO in Cancun in 2003 were remembered, in a way to show how WTO kills farmers and threats food sovereignty. Another moving action was in solidarity to the victims of the typhoons in Philippines, showing that the WTO liberalization of trade keeps providing markets, investments, and superpowers for corporations of extractive industries and fossil fuels, while converging the climate regime with the free trade regime supporting the carbon markets and commodification of nature. In total contradiction to people's demands, the WTO approved a legally binding package of trade facilitation. That means that the states and governmental institutions are going to be on service of corporations to easing custom procedures and borders, paving even more the way for the free trade and dirty business by corporations. As Mr. Azevedo, the Brazilian chair of WTO, expressed, the trade facilitation was a long-term waited demand by corporations. So there is no point on calling the corporate capture of WTO, as this is a space created for their own business. That's why the social movements were calling the WTO casino of death, and the Bali package a real threat to people's livelihoods, local markets, and economies for life. Every deal at the WTO put at risk our commons, our water, labor rights, food sovereignty, peasant rights, democracy, indigenous people's lives, bringing the tyranny and death and threatening people's local markets and economies for life. Not even the measures to protect the least developing countries were achieved here. They keep only empty promise by an organization whose aim is to deliver free trade liberalization and business for corporations.
You are listening to Real World News.